This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's hour number two of the program here on a gloomy Saturday. By the way, the first game over at Acrisure Stadium is at halftime. Matt Sieg has two touchdowns on the ground. It's 14-6, Fort Cherry over Clairton. That one at halftime. Fort Cherry's number one. Clairton is number two, and they're playing a very good and entertaining football game. All those games on KDK Plus, the Steelers and KDK Plus have combined to bring those all to you, and it'll go all throughout the day. Meantime, I want to remind you that the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And South Hills Kia in Peters Township is fan Twitter, southhillskia.com. .net, I'm sorry. And our show is brought to you by the good people of Number One Cochran. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Before we get back to the phone lines, we have a special guest with us. You know, in 2019, Jim Rooney, that's Art's brother, he authored a book which was called A Different Way to Win. It was Dan Rooney's story, really from the Super Bowl, the Rooney Rule, story about his father, Steelers owner, the ambassador to Ireland, Dan Rooney, and all the accomplishments that took place, and there were many. Coming out now for your Christmas shopping list pleasure is an audio book version of that book. It goes on sale, and Jim is joining me now kindly to talk about that and what it actually means, because, Jim, we're in a different kind of digital age these days, and while I still enjoy book reading, audio books have become very popular. Good morning to you, and tell us about this venture into the audiobook world.
Hey, Bob, it's great to be with you, and thank you so much for having me. Yeah, so, you know, we put the story together of Dad about, you know, right after he passed, and then put it out as a book. And it took us some years because of COVID and a few other things to get the audio together. But we're really excited. We have some great interviews. Joe Green, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, Franco, Rocky, Mel Blunt. You know, just some great folks talk about my father, the impact he had on their lives, and then the success they had, and they attribute some of the things they learned from him. So I think it's a really good story, and I think you learn things firsthand from some guys that we all love to hear from.
So essentially what we're talking about, Jim, is that, like, for example, if you're taking a long trip, a lot of people do try, you know, on Thanksgiving and Christmas, they travel long distances to get to where they're going. You could just plop this in and listen to it on your drive, correct?
It's perfect for a long drive, but if you're just driving to grandma from one street to another, I hope you download it. But yeah, it is great. If you're going to spend some time going across the highways, good way to listen, hear some great Steelers, and you know, hopefully a good message.
And I think the nice thing is that you hear it in their voices too. Your voice, their voice, and the stories. Sometimes, I mean, you could relay stories, but unless you hear it from the horse's mouth, it takes on a whole different meaning, doesn't it?
It does. And it's interesting because, you know, my dad was a successful businessman, and he made some tough decisions and was tough with each of these guys at one time or another. And they talk a little bit about that. But then there's this intimacy that he builds, the sense of trust, the sense of care, the things that you've heard about with my father. You know, obviously I like to talk about them, but it's really powerful to me to hear guys that, you know, aren't in the family and talk about how he did those things and how that taught them another side of being successful, that you can be tough, you can make hard decisions, but you also can do it in a way that's caring and you can have concern for others, and, you know, those things aren't absent of each other.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good description of how your father was, because when you think about it, Some of those decisions, like Rod Woodson, like Jason Gilden, these are guys who still had football. He had to make a decision, but it's how you made it and the respect that those players had for him, even though they knew maybe they disagreed with it, right? And yet you got to make tough decisions at tough times.
It's funny because Mel talks about, you know, this contract dispute he had with my dad back, I think it was 77 when he held out. And he said, you know, it was the longest holdout in Steelers history. It was pretty acrimonious. And he said the day he came in, the first person went up to him, hugged him, and said, look, Mel, we were negotiating, and I know it was tough, but you're a Steeler, and you're a Steeler forever. And Mel said, you know, the youth home that he went on and put on, the Mel Blount youth home, he said it would never happen without your father's support, your father's commitment. But he said, yeah, we went through this really adversarial experience, and I learned that you can do both. And so he gives a really clear description of that, which I think is excellent.
Yeah, and I think that's what made him as good as he was, and not only in dealing with his own team, but also, you know, all the issues in the National Football League. And your dad was, you know, primarily responsible for a lot of stuff that happened in the NFL. That's how much respect they had for him.
Yep. Yep, you know, Bob, the basis of our business model, the reason the NFL has really, you know, the reason the Steelers have some of the things they're able to do, and I love the Pirates, but baseball has never done what we've done in terms of our collective bargaining agreement. And it's allowed Pittsburgh to always be competitive with the Giants, with the Bears, you know, with the Dodgers. And, you know, the Bucks, it's just hard to compete with the Yankees every year. It's hard to compete with the Cubs every year. It's hard to compete with the Dodgers every year because, you know, because of the structure. And my father was the one who really negotiated that collective bargaining agreement, the foundation of it, that we still have today.
Yeah, and I think it's absolutely made it so that every team, you don't look at any of these NFL teams as small market as you do with baseball. So,
right.
And that's the difference.
I mean, look, you know, we're talking about a Chiefs dynasty, you know, I mean, that's just so different. And, you know, I would love to see it in baseball, but it really was a competitive advantage.
No question about it. All right, Jim Rooney, the book is called A Different Way to Win. Where can people get it? It's an audio book. Now you can get both the regular and now audio book. Where can they do it?
Yep. And if folks are interested in downloading the audio, anywhere you download audio books, Amazon does it through Audible. Apple does it through iBooks, and then my publisher, Penguin Random House Audio, has a website, and they have a little bit of a contest there, so there's some goodies that Steeler fans might be interested in. So any of those places or anywhere else you regularly download an audiobook.
Well, that sounds awesome and a great time to do it right before Christmas. Jim, as always, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it, and best of luck with a different way to win, now in audiobook form. We appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate everything you do and taking time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving and all the best to the family. That's Jim Rooney joining us right here today on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And again, you can get it at Amazon or any other place that they do audiobooks, and it's a great gift for Steeler fans.